It's tough times in San Bernardino, California. Half the mortgages in that county are underwater. San Bernardino has the third highest number of foreclosures among all metro areas in the U.S. And the solution may be a little bit unorthodox. A venture capital firm called Mortgage Resolution Partners has come up with the idea of using eminent domain to seize the underwater mortgages, and then they'd resell them to the banks at rates that are reflective of what the property's actually worth. That means residents would get to stay in their homes, and the county would avoid some urban blight or abandoned properties. Joining us now is David Wirt, Public Information Officer for San Bernardino County. David, what's the legal justification for using eminent domain in this way? I can't remember hearing of anyone else doing this.
Well, no, as you mentioned, I mean, this is something that would be a revolutionary use of eminent domain, but it's something that our attorneys say is a proper and legal use for eminent domain if all other parts of this plan actually seem to work, and it's something that the county deems is a good approach. But the justification would be is that addressing the underwater mortgage problem on the scale that this would constitute a public good, and that's the justification for using eminent domain in any situation. And that is, the taking of private property for a public good. And if this was something that would address the problem on only a small scale, that might be one thing. But the estimates are that 20,000 to 30,000 homeowners in San Bernardino County would qualify for this program. So, again, this is something where the county hasn't determined whether it's a good idea, a bad idea, horrible idea, or anything else, but it's something that's definitely intriguing, and it's worth taking a close look at, which is what we're planning to do.
And when you say that the county would seize these properties, that means you'd take them from the banks for nothing? You wouldn't pay the banks anything for these properties?
Oh, no, not at all. And again, it's not for the property. It's the properties would remain intact and in whatever hands they're in right now. It's actually the mortgages themselves, the paper, the agreements that would be seized by eminent domain under this proposal. And no, certainly not in any kind of eminent domain. The government's required to pay the fair market value for whatever it is that's being taken. So what would happen if this program were to move forward is in each case a judge would determine what the fair market value is of that mortgage, and that's what the county would have to pay.
But that's really kind of the golden opportunity there, because fair market value, one assumes, is the real value of the property, not necessarily what the mortgage was taken out for.
Well, that's true. I mean, it's if a mortgage was originally taken out for say $300,000, you can bet if that property's underwater, if that mortgage is underwater, that the mortgage is going to be worth less. Now, it's not necessarily going to be worth whatever it is that the property is worth. I mean, some of these properties that were originally purchased for $300,000 are now, worth, have a market value of less than $200,000.
Right.
The mortgages themselves might have a different value.
Right.
And that might be the tricky part for a judge, is determining what that actual piece of paper is worth. But still, it's going to be worth substantially less.
David Wirt, Public Information Officer for San Bernardino County. And we'll have to see how that turns out and if the county actually moves forward with it.
There's a lot going on right now. Mounting economic inequality, threats to democracy, environmental disaster, the sour stench of chaos in the air. I'm Brooke Gladstone, host of WNYC's On the Media. Want to understand the reasons and the meanings of the narratives that led us here, and maybe how to head them off at the pass? That's On the Media's specialty. Take a listen wherever you get your podcasts.